name's Chad Byrne mit Darling, I Missed Your Call, eine neue Nummer von der im November erschienenen EP Damen. Ich will mal Damon sagen, aber man soll Damen sagen. Damen, das hat mir James schon verraten. Der Künstler, der aus Australien stammt, der aber nun schon seit 2015 in Berlin lebt und arbeitet. Er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio, weil wir heute Abend von seiner Musik uns verwöhnen lassen. Er spielt nämlich im Rahmen des Bergfestes auf der Fluxbau Terrasse. Vorher quatschen wir ein bisschen miteinander und wir werden auch eine kleine Performance schon im Vorfeld hören, im Vorfeld des heutigen Abends. James, it's so good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. And it's your second Bergfest tonight, right?
Yes.
You've correct. Played the same party yeah. 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, it must be 2 years ago.
Nice.
Crazy.
It didn't
seem like 2 years.
No, but it doesn't seem as if it was bad back then, because otherwise you wouldn't have returned.
I wouldn't have returned. Or maybe it was long enough ago that I forgot about it.
Yeah, that's true. One does say that all those painful memories, that they fade away, so you can go away, into those situations once again.
Yeah, be selective with your memories.
Yeah, it happens with pregnant women and stuff, you know? As soon as they give birth, it's a fucking painful thing, but they forget about the pain.
I haven't heard
like,
of I haven't heard
minutes that. After the thing happened.
Yeah.
And they want to go for another one.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's crazy. So, how are you doing today? Everything is fine?
Yeah, I'm good. Just got here in the nick of time, as you
cool.
saw. Yeah, just had a bit of a play with the boys earlier.
Okay,
went through some of the songs. Pretty excited about tonight. Should be nice.
So it's going to be a full band show tonight.
Yeah, playing with a drummer and a bass player, Pascal and Adam.
Cool.
They're going to join me tonight.
Nice.
Should be really cool.
You've met them in Berlin.
Yes, I met them in Berlin.
Cool. Yeah. It's been like 4 years almost. I think you moved here in 2015, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd start freaking out once we start talking about it. The time's flown.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's scary.
Right?
It's crazy.
But you've found your favorite Kiez by now, because I've read that you moved around the district of Berlin in the very beginning of your stay here.
No,
but now you have an area where you know people already and greet neighbors maybe.
Well, I just moved to Prenzlauberg, but I lived in Neukölln, and Kreuzberg, where a lot of my friends are. But Prenzlauberg is my new Kiez now, in Helmholtzplatz.
Oh wow!
And it's
you have kids, James. You have to get
maybe
kids.
Maybe I should. I mean,
everyone. I mean, if you don't have kids over there, they'll be like, "What's your sense of life, young man?"
Exactly.
No, it's nice. Though.
I mean, there's just kids shops on our street.
Yeah, it's family. It's super family friendly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just don't have any clothes in my size on my street.
That's sad. And I really think there's something like a thing where people look at you when you don't have kids and they really don't understand it. They lose all respect if you haven't.
They feel bad for me. They're like, oh, he's 27 already.
Yeah. Oh,
no
man.
Kids.
What can we do?
Oh, man. What was...
Well, before we talk about Prenzlauer Berg too much, and people are switching off now. I can feel it, you know? Prenzlauer Berg is like, no,
I love Prenzlauer Berg.
They're unfair. I don't have a kid and I live here, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So before they all switch off, let's talk about the EP.
Yeah, true. I don't want to offend anybody.
No.
That was your fault, by the way.
I'm sorry. I lured you into it.
I don't know any better. I'm Australian.
So congratulations on your newest record, Damen. That's been recorded here in Berlin, right?
Yeah, did like mostly produced it at home, got everything ready, and then actually got the support of Red Bull.
The
Red Bull Studios, and worked with those guys there and finished it up. Had a few friends playing like trumpet and some drums on it and stuff like that. And
it sounds huge. I mean, the song that we've just listened to, Darling, I Missed Your Call, it reminds me of so many great artists, like Prince maybe a little bit, or a little bit of Living Colour. You have to get to know them.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you later on. Yeah. It's one of the greatest bands ever existed.
Yeah,
I really love the funk that's happening once again on your record.
It was quite cool with that track. I had a friend of mine, Will Henderson. He plays guitar and trumpet, actually, and he played some of the jazz licks on the guitar and the trumpet, and we kind of like went back and forward with ideas, and he brought this colour to it, which was really nice.
And what I love about the song is those drum fills that seem to be broken or be played by a drunken drummer or something, you know what I'm saying? That's really nice.
I found that in a sample pack somewhere and chopped it up. I don't even know I don't even know where or how anymore.
Oh, yeah. it's a nice result that you've presented here. Now, we've talked about the fact that you moved to Berlin. Now, I want to know, how did Berlin change you or even make you a better musician? Because I think that your very first EP in Australia was released in 2010. And then it seems as if you did like a new start here with 001, which was your last EP. And some people got confused and they were like, oh, this is his first EP and it's really great. But your first EP was way back when in Australia. Yeah. Was moving to Berlin something like a new start for you?
Yeah, kind of actually. Like, so I did that first EP when I was like 18, I think. Mm. And then I was kind of like, oh, maybe. And then I had a few years where I kind of like studied and then I started working and then I was like, oh, what am I doing? And then I quit my job and then moved over here. So that was kind of the moment when I was working on my first 001 EP. Yeah. That was when I was working on this. And then once I got to Berlin, we released it. And then from that point, I'm like, okay, put this time in now, James, get started.
Cool.
Let's do this properly.
And yeah. So it's the moving to Berlin thingy was happening about at the same time when you were like, I got to quit my day job. I got to concentrate on the music.
Absolutely.
And that's something that can be done here more easily than in Australia, maybe?
At the time I was working like 70 hours, 80 hours a week sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And like at least...
What kind of job was that?
It was kind of an audio job, like conference sound interpretation equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's really... Yeah, it's really different.
You don't seem too sad because you're not working in this field anymore.
I worked with a good friend of mine, but and some cool people, but that's about it. But I saved up and living over here, I could survive on that money for a while and work on being a producer and learn how to make beats properly. That sort of thing.
So one of the goals in the near future may be that you're going to produce other artists as well, because I think with your knowledge of sound and how to produce them, it could be done. And I think that you have a very special approach to building beats and stuff. So there might be musicians who are interested in working with you.
Well, yeah.
Are you already starting with that part of your job or your career?
I have actually. I started writing with people. Mm-hmm. And then also I recently produced an EP for an artist in America called Rum God.
Oh, wow.
And... Yeah, so I've finished that. I did like 4 tracks for him.
That's cool.
And I think it's still in the process of getting mastered and stuff. But yeah, that was the first. I mean, that was challenging because it was like the first time from the outside and not being. I wasn't the precious artist. Yeah. I was the technical guy. I had to be the guy who got things done, which is hard because finishing things is the hardest thing in making music.
But I think there's an advantage in having been on the other side of the console, you know what I'm saying? Because you were the musician, you know that working with producers can be complicated, or that the wrong idea of your music, you know, and the producer has the wrong idea and everything fails, or sometimes he says one sentence and you're sad for like 4 months. No, it's so much psychology is happening when one's working as a producer. And I think producers who used to be musicians have an advantage because they know what really feels bad.
How sensitive we are. Yeah, absolutely. I for one, definitely know how sensitive a musician can be.
Yeah? Did you say something wrong during
the
process?
No, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sensitive.
I mean, totally.
But to a point, but... it was different because we were actually working online. So he sent me his vocals and...
So you didn't go to America? It was like a Skype thingy?
It was a Skype thingy. It took a few months, due to that.
Cool. But you have to let us know as soon as it's out. I'm really interested in listening to it.
Yeah, definitely.
What does he do when he's a producer?
Yeah. It's just the same. Same. Same with different voice. No.
It's falsetto on there and funky beats. Yep. The James Chadburn signature moves. Now let's listen to Beat That Stops, because I want to play that song. And then we'll talk a bit more. You'll play us a song live.
Yes.
And maybe we'll play the Burn song as well. Burn is David. That's a Talking Heads thing. I got confused. But Blind is the name of the Berlin project you've worked with.
Yes.
Let's talk about that later on.
Absolutely.
James Chadburn with Beat That Stops auf Flux FM.
Typical, the heart that stands.
It sounds like an 80s pop an anthem. 80s pop, right. Don't you think?
I don't even know.
James Chadbourne. So this is what it is. Mit Beat That Stops. Ein weiterer Auszug aus der aktuellen EP Damen, die ja im November erschienen ist. Now, we've talked about the song that you're going to play live in a few moments, and you've mentioned that there are a few unreleased songs that you've already finished. Have you recorded them already? Because, I mean, with the EPs, you can almost expect something new after a few months. You know, with an LP, yeah. fans are used to waiting for a year or for two. Sure. But with the EPs, people are maybe they're not as patient with the LPs. Well, are you working on new material already?
Yes, I'm working on an album right now, actually. An LP, yeah.
Nice.
Which I've written most of and half-produced, actually. Wow. So we're just... It's just a matter of figuring out how we want to get it out there, really, cool. and finishing it up, yeah.
What was the reason for you to go for an album now? Did you have enough songs? Do you have many songs that are revolving around a certain topic, maybe? Or is it going to be a concept album?
No, it's kind of... It just feels right, like the right time. It's not... It's a lot of different topics. There's a lot of, like, similar feelings, but I've come into sort of a sound that I'm going for and... element, but it's still the same thing. There's a lot of like different types of music and lots of different content as well. But I'm ready to put it on an album, and I'm ready to create instrumentals in between songs, and you know, and really create soundscapes and really go the next level. Like really feel like it's time. Feel like I'm ready for it. And I'm working with a great producer, actually, on this one.
Oh,
His name's David Hoffman. I'm working with him on that album.
Cool. Yeah. As a musician who knows or who feels that production is just another instrument, maybe, or, you know, I think you use production as a way to form your songs, and because you're into that field as well. You know, many musicians, they just know how to play their songs on an acoustic guitar and leave the rest to the producer. You don't.
No.
How important is working with other artists to get inspired in that field? I mean, it must be inspiring to look at the chords another guitarist plays and be like, wow, he's doing it slightly different. But I think it might be even more interesting to look at the way other people produce their music. Do you get inspired when you work with people like Blind, for example, because they're producers and musicians at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I've worked with a lot of producers actually over the last couple of years in like writing songs, and it's an interesting time because everybody starts a song in a different way, and then when you go further and you actually see, I mean, you go on a level where you see like what plugins they're using or what instruments or blah blah blah, but it just comes down to what can inspire you to go further and to go to the next step, and seeing how other people get inspired is. It's awesome. And that's what I've like kind of picked up. It's like different ways of just going about making music and different ways of being excited about it.
Yeah. And I really think that especially nowadays, it's part of your job as a musician to be able to dig those programs like Logic or, you know, to just feel how they work, and then it's just advantages for you if you know how to play with them. And sometimes it might be a creative tool as well when you have a demo and you're able to chop it up and try it in other ways.
No, definitely. I found in the past when I would go to work with a producer, it never would, even if it was really good, it would never come out as I intended.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my early stuff I co-produced, but not entirely. And then if I didn't have control of the session, I couldn't explain what I wanted without actually getting my fingers dirty and figuring it out. And now I can just figure it out for myself, and I can finish it myself, which is a good feeling. But it's. I mean, I think in this time, it's like if you can do it all yourself, then it's like you're in a good position because you can go forward. You don't need to spend a lot of money. You can get things finished and you can get things out there by any means necessary. It's like totally possible.
That's one wise guy once said, it's better to fail with something that's completely your own than to fail with something that's been a compromise with someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Because that really sucks if you fail and you know that stuff that didn't work was made by the fucking producer I hired.
Absolutely,
I paid him money to fuck my career up. That sucks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, James, you have the acoustic guitar around your neck, and I would love to listen to a song. Love to listen to a song of yours. Which one would you play for us?
This one's called Sick Men Pray.
All right.
And it's I wrote it a couple of years ago, but it might go on the album, it might not.
At oh, this wow.
stage, I don't know, but
unreleased stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. James Chetburn of Flux FM.
Got apple pieces caught in my lungs. Ate too much and knowledge self-made man self-hung. That taste is sweet, his head built young. Eat it all until the seeds will cut your tongue. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Just like an old man to come back to praying. Fears of the man got the hands that are shaking. Just like an old man, old man. Just like a sick man to come back to preaching. Don't want relapse, watch your chest collapse. Search the soup, but please don't fear forbidden fruit. There ain't none like that first taste of right, that first taste of wrong. And feel alright, whoa. Just like an old man to come back to praying. Fears of the mind got the hands that are shaking. Just like an old man, old man. Just like a sick man to come back to praying.
Soft stadium applause for James Chetburn. That was a nice song. And I was like, in the back of my head, I was adding beats to it and a little bass, you know, because I was wondering what might that sound like on the record in the near future. I think you have to record that song. It's a beautiful song. The vocal melody and everything, it's great. Oh, I had goosebumps all over my body.
Oh, thank you.
So, James, go for it. Thanks for visiting. James Chetburn spielt heute Abend im Rahmen des Flux FM Bergfestes. Um 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf in der Pfuhlstraße 5. Der Eintritt ist frei und James wird nicht solo spielen, sondern mit der ganzen Band am heutigen Abend. Es lohnt sich also, vorbeizukommen, wenn man die funky Tanzschuhe anzieht. Wir brauchen keine Tickets verlosen. Wie gesagt, der Eintritt ist frei. Die Pfuhlstraße 5 ist die richtige Adresse. Wenn ihr mit den Öffis kommen wollt, steigt ihr am Schlesischen Tor aus und seid schon fast da. Für mehr Infos zum Bergfest geht nochmal vorbei auf fluxfm.de. Thank you, James, for visiting. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you, man.
And as soon as you've recorded more stuff, you visit us again. And
absolutely.
We'll play it. We'll talk about Definitely. It. We'll play it and everything. James, yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.